Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Home Theater Solutions. Home Theater Solutions is your local technology expert, serving Delmarva for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all your home or business tech needs, give them a call at 800-690-2029 or visit them at htsav.net.
Worse ways to start your day than that.
There's many worse ways. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
We got the crew back together. We're missing Trey Krause, but we knew he wouldn't be here today. So how you guys doing?
I'm good. I will apologize for my voice. I am struggling a little bit, but I'll try to power through. So.
No, you sound great, though.
Yeah. Very deep. Very deep cut there. So what do you guys think? So the experiment has started. We're kind of working our way through it. I think what I thought we would be doing the day I came up with the idea, I feel a little more comfortable about after we had our session last week. I was like, shit, this is going to be great. We got this. Well, and I think it's a little challenging because we're really dealing with some of the small bands. And I know for my pick this week, I was really excited, but I didn't have a lot of, you know, I'm using Spotify.
Right.
You know, I mean, I could, I guess, go way deep into it. It's just for fun. But Spotify only gave me a few songs for a couple of these bands. Did you guys, how was your experience this week?
Mine wasn't too bad, so I had pretty good luck this week. So I was actually pleasantly surprised
with
some unknowns.
Did you cherry pick those?
I cherry picked one, and then got lucky on the next two. So
how about you, Jordan?
Yeah, I think I had a good variety. I think the bands I had were a few years into it. So I mean, one of them only I could only find. Well, I'm doing Spotify too, so I could only find like 10 tracks. But I felt like it was enough to get a good sense of their vibe.
Yeah, so. And one of the challenges I'm having, I had reached out to some other people and they chose not to try to do this because they felt like they didn't have the vocabulary to really describe some of these bands. I feel like I'm struggling a little bit too. So, but it is what it is. So who wants to start? Well, first of all, let me introduce you. So we got Dion Lamb, the legend. He's back. He will not be held down.
Sickness cannot.
That's right.
Him.
That's right.
I will not be stopped. Jordan Gum, the youth.
That's right.
That's your nickname for our holes.
I'm embracing it.
All right.
I like
youth.
It.
And then me, Tom Arquino, the gatherer. I gathered. All right. So who wants to start?
You want to start?
Sure. I'll start off. The first band I did a little dive into is Eliza and the Delusionals. And if you want to, do we want to do that track again?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick. Go ahead, keep
Eliza
talking. I'll find
and
it.
The Delusionals.
The Delusionals. They're actually an Australian indie rock band, and to me, they're as indie rock as you'd want. Like the first half second, you're like, indie rock.
Right.
I really like Jackie.
Yeah, that's you want to start with.
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, fun fact about, well, maybe not so much fun, but I did discover that this song was actually written, the lead singer, this is about her dog that passed away that was also named Jackie. So,
nice.
Bit of meaning. But yeah, they're a really cool, once again, like, I call it like easy listening indie rock. Definitely something when you're at a festival, it's just a good vibe. It's one of those bands where I don't think you have to have like any knowledge of their set to enjoy it.
Right.
You don't have to know their songs. You can still like vibe with them.
Yeah, it's pretty easy listen for sure. Like, I had
it's
heard this.
Music.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got another song that's got a little bit more power to it. But they remind me, and this will be well before your time, Jordan. I'm sorry. Tom might know who I'm talking about here, but they remind me of Belly. Do you remember Belly, Tom?
Yeah.
That they have that same kind of like, you know, raw guitar sound, yep. You know, early 90s alt, you know.
You know, that's, sometimes some of their songs reminds me of, like, the kind of music I was listening to, like, maybe, well, this would have been, like, my, like, end of middle school years. Like, early high school, like, this would have been, like, what, 10, 15 years ago or
yep,
so.
Exactly.
didn't want to like make anyone feel uncomfortable.
No, embraced my age.
No, what I think is really cool too is the lead singer. She's actually the bassist as well, which I'm not that much of a musician, but I've heard it's kind of difficult to be both like the bassist and the lead singer.
Ask Eddie Lee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As a former bass player, it is. I don't know how they do it. I don't have that brain capacity. So,
well, look at the remember you know Geddy Lee.
Yeah, Geddy was awesome. Yeah.
Bass, right. Foot pedals, right.
Oh my gosh.
Keyboard, yeah. Singing.
Freak of nature, though.
Freak of nature. So what? So that was what was the name of that song?
That was Jackie from Eliza and the Delusionals. I want to call her the Doolittles every time because of Eliza. Is it Eliza Doolittle? Is that what it is?
Now that's going to be in my head forever. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So. Did you make a playlist of your bands?
No, I just sent like the ones like last week. I just sent them over to Trey. And I think he the one that was making.
I think he made a big playlist. I went ahead and made just a playlist of my songs so that.
Oh, fair.
Well, only so that if so we could. You know, play them. We didn't have to search around and we could find them. I didn't know. I sent them to Trey as well, so I think he probably added those to the list as well. So.
I will play one more track from them. I'm going to skip. This is Just Exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to fast forward a little bit to the section where it kind of cranks up a bit.
The bridge.
This song's been on Alt Nation.
Yeah, I was like, this was definitely their top listen for sure.
But like you said, I mean, I feel like you could not know any of the songs and still go have fun at this show, which is always something you're looking for in the early bands.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
And it's like a good sound. Like, I don't not like indie rock. I just don't find myself listening to it very often. But at Firefly is when I feel like I have a big, like...
So this is what we're calling this indie rock.
Yeah, I think that's what... Okay. I think if you... Yes. That's... Yes. I was trying to find, like, a live version of this song to see if it... I mean, I'm sure it, when you're... I think when you're indie, you are really talented. But I want to see... I really want to see what it sounds like live. Or I guess hear what it sounds like live.
So it's is it a two-piece, three-piece?
No, it's a... Well... I think they've gone through a few iterations. I feel like there's three of them that have kind of been like the core for the past couple of years. So it's and I couldn't even find their names, so I apologize. But the lead singer, female bassist, and then you have two guitarists. Like I'm sure one doing rhythm and one doing lead, and then but in their current like I don't know what you call it when they do like band portraits. I don't know. But they're like their media kit stuff. There is another female, so a fourth member.
Okay.
And, but I wasn't able to find any like videos or anything to see what she was doing. I mean, I hear some keyboard stuff happening in some of these songs. So I wonder if that's what she's up to, but yeah, I think they've been doing, I mean, their YouTube channel was actually gave me the most information about them, and they've been uploading videos for like 3 years. So would you say like maybe 3 or so years old?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, I first heard of them this summer. So, but there's a lot of music coming out of Australia right now. It's kind of weird. Like, there's a ton of bands. I think Trey had Mallrat last week.
Yeah.
They're from Australia. There's a lot coming out of there right now. So.
Well, I think this...
Actually, I have an Australian band today as well. So.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, what you want? Should we go?
Sure. We can.
To Australia?
We can go there. Yeah. So this band is called Haiku Hands, and this was the one that I cherry-picked because I had heard... It had jumped out at me on one of my early full listens.
Yeah.
Kind of off kilter a little bit. Kind of really fun. They're some sort of weird combo between dance and alt and progressive. And it's just, I think it's going to be a high energy, super fun concert. It's three sisters from Australia.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of different. So here, I'll start it out. So so if you know Sophie Tucker at all, it's got a little bit of that vibe to it. But but if you're looking for a wake up call at 2 o'clock on Saturday after you're trying to regroup, this could be pretty fun. So
it's fun. Are they like a DJ set or how do
No, I think they're mostly full band.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all got that kind of vibe. There's another song called Onset. So, you know, like I said, it's somewhere between EDM and alt and dance. So,
is it a DJ or
it's a no? It's a band. Okay. Yeah. So, which is going to be a trend for today's conversation. So.
My actual person is a DJ.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're fun.
Yeah.
In my mind, I see like the choreography and.
Yeah, it should be a blast. I mean, I think it'll be really, really fun.
I can see a lot of people dressed in funny outfits attending
right.
stage.
Yeah, and their pictures on their album covers all lend towards the kind of out there, you know, fun vibe. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, they would be, you know, when I make the list, they would be on the. On the flyer list, like take a flyer, go see this band. If it's not good, go do something else. But, you know, take a flyer and you might have a really fun time, you know? So,
all right, hold on 1 second. All right, so my first sweet pick is Cray. Can you drop some Cray DJ?
Sure.
So she's a.
Did you have a preference or?
Well, I wrote Fractions.
Fractions is the one I've heard of, so I'll
Love, Cemetery, and Isn't It. I really liked Isn't It.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
But we don't... Yeah. No one likes you when you're all lonely. Red rum on my lips, now she's a warning.
Cool voice.
Yeah. This girl's good. I don't know if this is her singing. I guess it is. Take a sip to break yourself
so holy. Fake it hard to miss you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's interesting.
So, currently based in Los Angeles, Cray, Shani Rae, started her performing opener as Anna Luana's Hyper House Tour. I'm not familiar with that. But.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah. She reminds me of Banks. That's who.
She's definitely a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, you can get really like lost in this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's definitely like 4 o'clock stage music when you just kind of want to chill.
Yeah, once again, you're getting amped up for the evening slot.
The other song was Love Cemetery. It was good.
Those little details in that verse.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the sweet part of being a DJ, you know, all that stuff. You're like, you're just blown away. Like, oh my God, where's all these sounds coming from? If I tried to do this, it would sound terrible.
Yeah, I won't even pretend to understand how any of that works.
I get inspired by DJs, and then I'll buy some DJ board some sounds, and then I start messing up like that. Yeah.
Actually, that's really hard.
That's harder than guitar.
Yeah, she's doing the
you
cool,
play a little
like vocal track with the music up and down.
Yeah,
so,
I like
yeah,
it.
Really
it
cool.
It
so.
Do you want to check out a little bit of Fractions?
Sure.
I think this girl's going to be fun to see.
Yeah, no, I like this.
You know what's nice about doing this is that now that I have like kind of a personal experience with the bands, even the bands you guys are kind of talking about, it makes me really like, shit, now I'm going to be busy on Firefly because these are all great. It's great music.
Yep.
I'm so grateful that we're doing this.
Like Mizzio last week, I never would have looked them up. And
right.
I was like, wow, this is so great.
Mizzio's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. All right, so that's Cray.
Yeah.
That was my first
I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good. I mean, like, once again, she's just like a nice chill.
Right.
Get through the afternoon on a good.
You know what's funny at my house? So I'm old school. My 14-year-old is kind of like Post Malone kind of place. And then my 8-year-old, he's DJ. He's all electronic
really?
Dance music.
Cool.
That's all. He's like, can I play a song for you? I'm like, sure. Total EDM music. I'm like, he's like, I love this guy. So I got the whole spectrum at my house right now. So it was fun to play this and then get, you know, hear my kids, you know, thoughts.
Right.
They didn't throw up immediately. they waited. All right. So
Second round. I'm really stoked about this, and I'm really nervous because I've practiced this name pronunciation, and I might mess it up. So, Lekaylee 47. I think I did it. It's the one with the L-E-I. Yep. Blown Away.
Oh.
Like, I did myself a disservice because I first listened to her Tiny Desk set last year, and I love NPR's Tiny Desk so damn much.
Yeah.
And not so, okay, that's not fair. I didn't do myself a disservice, but her her like albums are also really good. But it's incredible how there's it's like a different sound. I don't know. I was blown away. I went really deep. She's been doing she's been doing it for, I think it was like whatever. What did I find out? I think her first mixtape was back in like 2010.
Wow.
And so she's kind of well. First, I'm going to talk about her, then we can talk about music. Oh, we need a song. This is really hard because her whole like Rolka album.
I have three so available.
Oh,
so.
Available. Let's do Girl Blunt.
Okay.
What is it?
It's called Girl Blunt.
Girl Blend?
Blunt. It's she's so hard to explain because I don't know if you guys listen to like Tank and the Bangas or even like Tierra Whack. It's kind of like a fusion of hip hop meets jazz meets pop meets soul. It's one of those things where every song is completely different. Whereas like... Like Eliza and the what is it? Eliza and the Delusionals, not the Doolittles. Every time,
ruined.
So rude. Like their stuff is good, but it's consistent. It has like some comfort in it. Where like she like every new song like demands attention. I was blown away. Like and she doesn't she's very private. She like always like where performs like with a bandana on, and she you don't know her legal name or anything like that. But she's incredible. Virginia, New York, like that's where she kind of grew up and did all that, but.
It's I can definitely see the Tank and the Bangas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, and if you have a chance to listen to her Tiny Desk set, that's when it becomes really jazzy, and it is so good.
I'm going to have to check that out. This is good. I like that bass sound.
Yeah, and really, like, every song is different. There's it's in a good way.
Nice.
She's an artist. Fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
And she does a lot of, like, storytelling that, once again, reminds me a lot of, like, Tank and the Bangas. Like,
right.
Very, very performative.
Well, and I'm like already thinking, what's Girl Blunt mean? I mean what is that? Is that a pink blunt? I don't know.
This is a Tick Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that.
I think I think I wrote this wrong because her latest album. Let me find it again. So really, anything off of her Acrylic album is, well, everything's good. But like her, every song I listened to, I was like, oh my gosh! It was hard for me to pick like three to kind of give away as like, oh, these are the best because I don't know. I'm really stoked about her.
Nice.
Like, another one I would never have, you know, stumbled upon until this.
Yep, that's the beauty. So.
I'm a big fan. I think she's my favorite of the week for sure. If we're doing that, I don't know if that's fair or not. But
this is your gold star.
This is my gold star. This is like that cool. I hate to say like she's like, oh, that's rarefying because I'm sure there's like a huge fan base that would like come with you like fire. Right. They're like, we've been supporting her for years.
Yeah.
Listen, we're just don't hate the messenger. Okay, we're just doing our best to deliver the message. Yeah.
We're just happy Firefly doesn't. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the picture now, and so she's got the whole original 21 Pilots deal going, where she's got the full face cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. See. Oh, wow.
And so I don't know if you remember early 21 Pilots where they wore the ski masks for the whole concert. Like, they didn't ever take them off, so.
Oh, I never saw them. I think when I saw them the first time at Firefly, they definitely took off.
Oh, yeah. Masks. Well, in her Tiny Desk set, she even has, she's managed to, like, put on earrings through the bandana, and there's nothing more incredible. I think I think I watched it 4 or 5 times. I was like, "This is so good."
What was the girl? It was a site. The girl that had the long
Sia.
Bang. Sia.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, what's going on with this? What are we doing here?
They're artists, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. Don't question.
Don't love me for my face. Love me for my skills. I get it. It's fine. All right, so. Gold star. That one.
Love her. Yeah. Obsessed.
All right. What's your next one there, sir?
All right. So, sorry.
It's all right.
We, so this next band is called Mute. They're from Germany. And I originally thought they were kind of a techno DJ band. And I was
German bands.
Yeah, and I was doing some research. Every year I do this research, and I never actually remember it because there's like so many sub branches of EDM. You know, there's trance, there's house, there's dubstep, there's flame, there's some other thing. You know, there's like all these different versions of EDM, and I always try to figure out what's what. And I was looking through it, and I'm still just as confused as I was. But then I looked up this band, and they call themselves a techno marching band.
What?
Oh. Yeah. So then I went on YouTube, and I was like, oh, my God. It's an 11-piece, full live marching band that does techno.
Wow.
And it's
pretty, yeah, I'm really excited
so
to see them
live. So this is definitely
a
gold star, one to keep on the list.
I just think you have to see it. Yeah. Like, maybe it's not good, but, like, how do you not go see it? You know, it's like...
It's fresh.
Right. It's 11-piece, like... brass, horns, drums, percussion. Like, right. Like, yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. So I'll start with this is Panda.
Panda. Panda. What if that was a majority? 9 out of 11 chose the song. How do you do that?
Imagine those meetings. Yeah.
Yeah. Raise some hands.
Yeah. There was a YouTube of their, like, a Paris show live, and it looked incredible.
Amazing.
Wow.
So
I'm gonna skip ahead.
I mean, I went to a wedding with a band that had a horn section.
What?
And they had the full, like, old school, like, red, like, marching band jackets with the gold brocades, you know, like,
hey.
This is wild.
Yeah, and, right, so, like, if I didn't tell you it was a whole band, you'd never know, right? Like, so, yeah.
But I do love a live horn section.
Yeah. So, and they just released a new album, so they've got, I guess they'll probably be pretty fresh when they get here, you know, hitting the new album, so... So yeah, it should be cool. I'm very curious to see it live. So.
Yeah. Do they do any like lyrics or is it all? It's all wow. This is very intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Because the opportunity to screw this up live is ginormous, right? Like, I mean, this is fairly intricate. There's a lot going on. The timing is all pretty precise. Like, to do this live is, I want to see it. So. Yeah, this is a checkout. This is a checkout concert.
See you guys next week.
Exactly. So.
That's when you solve all the world's problems and your mind separates.
So yeah, it should be really, really cool to see live. I'm curious as to what stage they'll be on, you know? Like
fair.
Interesting. That'll be one of the things that I'll check when the list comes out to see where they're actually located. And
well, it's going to be fun when they start, when we can get more information on where these bands are going to be, the days. That's where I'm going to, I think, really, Dion's going to shine. He's going to come in like in a night and blow us all away with these.
He's going to be like a citizen of the year.
Yes, like the Matrix. All right, so my next band, yeah, he's going to float in.
There's like super VIP, they're super, super VIP.
Yeah, he's going to take it to the next level. All right, so my next band was, J.J. Wild. Just
I cherry-picked that for you. I thought you might like this.
I do like it, and it's the problem, I'm struggling finding a lot of information. There's a lot of, like, they do a lot of stuff through YouTube or Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. I don't like Twitter, so... but you know, why don't we play? I picked The Rush,
got it.
Wired, and Funeral for Lovers. I got a lot of funeral cemetery stuff. The funny thing is, I've listened to this a few times, and I can't tell if I've heard this before or if I've just been listening to it. But it's got that sound. Like, I could have heard this before.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of L. King and... are you guys familiar with ZZ Ward?
Sorry?
ZZ Ward.
Yes, yes. She had, like, that big hit a couple years ago.
Yeah, they kind of, in that...
Yeah.
Reminds me of like
country
that
rock, you know.
South by Southwest kind of festival.
Yeah,
kind
this
of
one, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
It's just that Austin down in Texas, yeah, kind of that Kings of Leon sort of style. She's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
And she was on tour with Glorious Sons.
Oh, nice.
Oh. I'm also kind of checking out these from last week and this week. I'm learning that a lot of these bands kind of run in the same kind of pack because they're doing these festivals. And I guess in this kind of industry, you're kind of grouped together with these. So, you know, like they were like hanging out with the Glorious Sons.
Right.
And Glorious Sons obviously is going to be at Firefly as well. Do you want to check out, what was that, The Rush?
That was The Rush, yeah.
What about Funeral for a Lover?
Sure.
This song was kind of heavy.
Yeah, you have a lot of very like dark song titles over there. Tom, are you okay?
He picked them up. Right away, I just all the drug problems that we've been having in the world, I started thinking, like, if you don't know somebody or haven't personally dealt with somebody losing their life because of drugs, and just right when I heard this, I started thinking, like, who'd she lose?
Right. There's a nice lean back from the mic there. Yeah. Yeah, she feels this one for sure. Yeah. So.
Sad.
Wow.
Hopefully she just made that up and she didn't like lose someone close in her life, but I can only imagine in that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that one. That's pretty powerful. I'll definitely go back and recheck that. So
I can tell you that I made a playlist, and like I mentioned earlier, of my groups, of these songs, and I've been playing it in my house through the week and enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't had to struggle with any of this music. Mm-hmm. I think it's all been great, regardless of how I grew up, the music that I listened to growing up, you know, trying to open my mind to new music. I've enjoyed this little playlist of these. And J.J. Wild, She's big, and so are the Regrets. I really enjoy them, and we'll get to them.
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, not to jump ahead to stages, but if J.J. Wild plays the Toyota Music Den or the Bud Light Bar, like one of those really, really small stages, I suspect that will be phenomenal. Mm. So.
Well, you know what stage I like is that Pandora stage. Is it the Woods?
It used to be the coffee house back in the back corner. Yeah.
I love that stage. I love just that kind of, to the right, you're kind of cut off with some trees, and
right,
to the left, it's got shade, and it's just very chill. I hope, yeah, that'll be fun to figure out as we start to get closer to it.
Yeah, no doubt.
That'll be nice. All right, well, that was J.J. Wild, and she's great.
I'm going to go cry now. So.
Yeah, exactly. We need to take like a five-minute break.
Exactly. Need to recoup here, so.
That's great, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's
no, it's pretty about. Phenomenal for mm-hmm. sure. So
it's beautiful. All right, girl, what you got?
Final round.
Final round.
This is my turn. Oh, for me,
you only got three.
Yeah.
You had four because choir didn't have much.
Oh
so.
Yeah.
Sugar.
So this is my cherry pick. This is Abby Coplin. Why do I have a big brain fart every time it comes? Like, I'm good with the pronunciation, then the second, like, oh, shoot.
Because we're not perfect.
That's right.
True.
We're doing the best we can.
Enjoy
yourself.
That's pronunciation.
I was good at Coplin.
That's right. We wouldn't have known.
I just don't want to disrespect the people. They're out here working hard. I know we're with this huge pool here with this podcast.
Can
I know
I just
listening.
Say one thing real quick? We tagged all these bands last week, and a lot of these bands liked our post.
Awesome. Good. That's what I was hoping.
Get it right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, we love them.
So I think for a first one, because the big thing about him is his range. I think The Summit, is that one?
Sure.
Cool.
Yep.
So Why Trey picked this guy is because I've been a Pentatonix fan since the beginning, which is 2010. And so
committed.
Yes. So I'm sure you're familiar with Pentatonix. Yes. But for any listeners out there, wonderful a cappella band. And so he was the bassist for Pentatonix for like 7 years. I think he left Pentatonix in like 2017 to go out on his own. As you can tell, Pentatonix very like a cappella, very pop. This is obviously very folk. And I think this is really more where his roots are.
Nice.
And he has an incredible range. Like, obviously, he's a bass, but he also, like, can sing very comfortably in what I would consider, like, a baritone kind of range. So, yeah, I think he has a very... And he's one... I don't know all the players in these in this production, but I think he did make some really cool, like, choral arrangements. And so this is kind of... Might get a little drony after a while, but I think change...
This sounds like it'd be good to a drone.
Yeah.
Footage. Mm-hmm. Flying my drone.
And so, like, Change on the Rise is, like, another just...
Yeah, this was the one that I was familiar with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's let it play for a minute. Let's see what we got here.
Without the
light... Great.
Or the darkness come... Hold through the night... Shadows will run. Fend off the enemy. Sing out the jubilee.
This is what you get from one of those like a late night can
breathe. Like wind downs.
We're singing all day and you can't tame it. High tide, low tide, you know. Night time, the morning time. Yeah.
I'd be very curious to see him live and see if he'll break a range. You know, I don't know if that makes sense or not. So, like, one of the things that, like, of, like, the super talented and super precise singers is they won't get outside on purpose. You know, like, they stay very in space. You know, they don't stretch. They don't crack. They don't want to miss a note. And sometimes I feel like that's where the beauty is in live, right? You know, like a little bit of extra emotion, the little bit of push past what they're actually capable of is the cool part of live. You
Absolutely.
Know, like I don't want to listen to the album live. I want to see you show me what you got. So I really like this. I love the sound, though. It sounds super
Yeah,
cool,
and that's so. And that's a good point, particularly when you're thinking about the rest, like his history. Like
with
history.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It has to be so precise, right. You know, to work. And that's actually interesting. I never thought about that before. But yeah, I'm a sucker for like good like stomp and clap kind of music. So
well, this right away I think of it's really about the time this band plays. I can't imagine this being like in the morning or kind of
right.
In
if this
peak.
Is one in the afternoon, it might
yeah,
be tough. So
this might be a great like I've only stayed like for the last like when like Panic at the Disco played. Mm. I think bands play after that. I've
right.
never stayed once Panic was done. I left, so I don't know what takes place after that. Do they still have bands play throughout the night?
It's usually DJs, though, late at night. Till the past midnight to 1:30 range is usually DJ sets. So,
well, this might be one of those kind of by the camping area. Chill out. It's good. I
yeah.
enjoy. He's got a great voice. It'll be nice to hear what that sounds like live because it can definitely expose you. Better bring it. All right. Do you have another song you want to play from that? Or do you?
I can. If you want to,
sure.
There's another one called It Knows Me.
Yeah.
And you actually can skip towards more of like where like a hook would be because it has what I like about it, it kind of gets a little churchy, but not like in the gospel churchy, but like in the Methodist churchy, like where I grew up.
Yeah.
Just like an interesting
kind
different
of church.
Element.
Yeah. No disrespect. Now, is this how many members are in this band?
It's just him. I mean, I'm sure, well, that's the thing, like, live, I don't know if he's going to, I mean, I'm sure he's going to bring in more instrumentalists, but it'd be cool if he could bring in some, like, background vocals, too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I should have put down, like, the exact timestamp where it kind of goes into, like, a...
Well, I mean, this is it. This is the music. I mean,
yeah,
we're putting
yeah.
it out there. You can't cherry pick the parts either.
You must now go to second 37.
this is, we're just providing a service. This is good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, once again, I like American folk music.
I'm sure it's
so.
Getting a gold star. But
yeah. Well, I already gave my gold star away.
I just want to hear the clapping part. I want to be there when I can start doing the
clapping. Right. It's funny, the stomp and clap. I haven't heard that before, but that's actually a pretty great description of that. So.
I think it's a Spotify playlist name, so I think that's where I got it from.
Nice.
Stomp and clap.
Nice.
All right, Dion.
Yes,
I am. Is this cherry picked or was this?
This was not. This was my surprise. This was his name is. I'll try not to butcher this. It's a lot of L's. Devin Gilfillian. And
go with it.
Yeah, it was what we started with. Was the Troublemaker song. So. Could definitely see him and J.J. Wilde on tour together. So similar sound. So.
Yeah, cool.
So, strangely, when I was in Starbucks, feel free to sponsor us. this morning, I was walking in and I was like, "Wait, I know this song," and it was one of his songs on at Starbucks this morning. It was a song called "The Good Life," so which has got a little bit more of the soul funk sound to it. So
I like this sound.
Mm-hmm.
I remember yesterday, trouble was so far away, missing castles in the sand.
That's a versatile like style.
Yeah, it
like
really
that.
Moves across the spectrum.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, the first song you played kind of reminded me of that record company that I, when
right.
I walked into Firefly last year, they were playing us, and they just pulled me over to the stage.
Right.
I thought that reminded me of that, and then you played that, and I'm like, no, that's not like that at all.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah, well, it's some of both. So, yeah, because then there's, you know, Unchained, which is a little bit more. On the rock side, I guess. So.
An old feel to it.
It does, yeah.
Like from the 50s.
Kind of into like Gary Clark Jr.
Revolution.
Right, yep.
Oh yeah, this is a must for me.
Yeah,
like
this is good. Is this, not that it matters, is this a Black Eye?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those ones that like, you have a high probability of catching at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in one of the smaller stages, and there's only 200 people there, and it'll be really, really good.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And you'll just get your day off to the great start. And you'll be like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's
you know,
go.
So.
Well, Firefly has a way of doing that as well, where they'll, you know, they kind of take you up, and then you're almost like, after you see something, you're like, oh God, I just need to walk around. And that's sometimes where they put those bands. Like, if you don't know ahead of time, this is a band you could actually miss.
Totally.
Because you've kind of just left, you know, whatever big Firefly stage band has just played. So, like, again, once I said, or like I said earlier, it'll be nice when we start figuring out what these guys are all going to be playing, because that's a guy that I definitely don't want to miss.
Right.
You got anything else?
No, that's good. That's good for that one. So
I feel like I know that band now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dion. All right. So, you want to do the regrets?
Sure.
So, regrets. I got no regrets. American punk rock band from L.A. Shocker. The band is led by front woman Lydia Knight. They released their debut studio album, Feel Your Feelings, Fool, on Warner Brothers. And I like these guys. I have Seashores, Hey Now, and I Dare You. Seashores is one that I kind of picked up off before we even started doing this. This just came up in my suggestion.
Right.
Very good.
All right. We'll start with that.
Let it roll. DJ,
hit it.
You're talking to me like a child. Hey, I got news. I'm not a little girl. And no, I won't give you a little twirl.
Imagine the most attitude sassy girl you can imagine, and this is her on stage, and yeah. It is so glorious. Yes. It's unbelievable. So
you're talking to me like a child. My words are growing stronger, and my legs keep getting longer.
I like that.
Like 60s, like pop harmonies are everything.
Well, and I mean, if you notice the spelling of their name, they totally use that whole spelling of the 60s, you know, yeah,
the two T's
bands, yeah, right. So,
with the two T's,
yeah, ES, right. So,
love that. That's a punk,
yeah,
wow,
American punk.
Yeah. Oh, American punk. That's cool.
2017, punk.
That's right.
They may have missed punk, but yeah.
Not the punk I was listening to, but it's good though.
So the next song I had was Hey Now. Hey Now. It's a little more punk.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit
of surf.
These girls.
Yeah, for a while they were an all-girl band, and I think they had a little swap out, so.
They're cool.
Yeah. Very good. And then, what was the other one?
I Dare You. Yeah. And that's off of their newer release, right?
So, yeah.
Which I really like this song, so.
I'm looking at the members. One guy, Drew.
Yeah, and I think he's recent. So.
Hi, I'm Drew. It's kind of funny what they call punk now, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see the latest Joe Rogan podcast? Do you watch Joe Rogan?
No.
So cool about like music, like the industry today, where you could really genres are very like fluid and loose, and like you could have what was it, marching band EDM or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
Like that's so awesome that you can really just create a sound.
Or is it awesome, or is it just annoying? Because honestly, it's like hard to follow. I mean, when we were kids, it was rock, rap. I mean, we didn't have rap even. I mean, I was talking to my daughter last night, telling her about. Sugar Hill Gang.
Right. That was the beginning.
That
so,
was the
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah,
and it wasn't
sure.
even rap. It was just, I don't even know what it was called back then. I guess it was rap. But now it is like that. And it's great when you're young, but as an older guy, I feel like, because I love music. I love this, but I feel like I don't know all of them. So I feel like it makes me feel farther out of touch. Like I can't.
But you're doing
everything.
This now.
Yes.
So you're getting to learn.
Absolutely.
You're getting a whole new exposure.
Oh,
so
listen, I'm happy. I'm very happy. So can we hear my last song?
Sure.
Choir.
Oh, yeah.
One song.
Yeah.
I'm very curious what's going to happen with this guy. He has to have more. Yeah.
I have no idea what this is. I've looked as well, and I actually didn't
Sugar.
Even.
Honey, honey. You don't remember this song?
No.
Yes,
I
know
this
song. Yes. It's the Archies.
Yeah, I was like, you know this song.
So, like, what's their shtick? They're just, it's just him? Or, you know?
There's really not much on this guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the original song. I like the song.
We'll just have to stay tuned and
see what's up on that. So.
Yeah, more should be revealed.
Yeah. It's the mystery.
Do you want to talk about, have we looked, did you guys download the app for the Firefly yet for this year? It's not required.
Yeah, I think I have
I
it.
I think
so.
I did, too. I think I did it last week when we were talking about it.
Yeah, and I don't think... really not much is, I think we're kind of in that moment right now where they're just really figuring out how to sell tickets. So,
right.
I know the passes, I said this last week, passes went up if you hadn't bought them by, I think like the 17th or something. So as far as news like that goes, I did. There was an article. Did you see the article about Firefly and the teenagers? I don't know. Someone had mentioned it to me. Like Firefly was trying to teach or treat this concert a little differently. I'll have to look into it, and if I can find it, I'll post the link to it. But as far as just information on the concert goes, there's not much going on.
Yeah, they're amping up.
They're amping up. They're mowing the grass.
I can't even imagine what the logistics are for that. You know, I mean, because especially as you get up the card, like most of those bands don't hang around. Like they're there for the show, and then they've got somewhere else they have to be, like a day later or 2 days later. So it's always, that's why it's actually cool when there's like last year the guy from X Ambassadors was there the whole time and like hanging out like and just like did the festival like a regular person. So it was super cool. So
well, and I think that I know that when we were there, we ended up getting a ride on a golf cart due to my bad planning. But the guy was telling me that he'd been driving Eminem all weekend. Eminem was at the show all weekend. So some people do hang.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love watching you know festivals and different bands. The cool thing about how it is today is we can watch it on YouTube. We can really not like it when we were young, but to me, Firefly, it's a nice festival. It's not a huge festival, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't. Firefly is my main one that I go to. Yeah, well, I can't do this for more than one. So.
I've seen some other festivals with like other bands, and it can be really huge crowds. I mean, like screens down through.
Oh, right.
A screen, you can't even see the screen. You have to see a different screen. So. And that's, I think, one of the cool things about this festival is we get to see some great artists, but it's not so big. And so, you know, like we can drive up for the day. It's not so bad that, you know, it's something you stress out about. All my experience is going to Firefly, and I've never slept up there. It's been visiting for the day have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's cool because I think it gets a lot of love from, like, the music festival community. Like, I was reading some subreddit the other week, and I think it was it must have been a few weeks ago when they announced the lineup, and it was getting a lot of love, like from all people who maybe had never even gone to Firefly, and but they liked the festival, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. I think that Delaware has that. Actually, I was in the Firefly Facebook group like a week or so ago, and there was some guy in there who's like, I'm coming solo from Australia, and I was like, that is so cool. Like he's by himself, just coming just for Firefly, and he was like, you know, asking like, oh, where can I get this, this, and this, and everyone was, you know, putting their information in, like, oh, Texas, you can like hang out with us all weekend. That was pretty cool.
Well, and the cool thing also is that people can actually come to Firefly and actually end up going to the beach.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, to the ocean, to one of the best beaches, really.
Yeah.
Around.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, so should we go through, should we pick our next week's band?
Yeah, let's look ahead. I should have brought the page.
The poster. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was telling Dion that I'm gonna go over to our friends over at Print Coast to Coast and get that poster printed out, and then we'll just start highlighting the spaces, you know, the one we've taken care of, and we'll start gold starring our favorites. And
I like the gold star. That's fun.
That's a gold star. Mm-hmm. That's a level we're at. We're one gold star, not Michelin. Just one gold star.
That's what we hope is social. Firefly Edition approved.
That's right.
One gold star. Oh, you were gold star. Nice.
Are we picking, assigning? How do you want
to
do it?
You can assign. It doesn't matter to me. I like whatever you give me. I like.
All right, let's go. I'll try to be helpful here. So, I will give Tom Michigander.
All right, Tom Michigander. I'm gonna spell that Tom's way.
As long as you pronounce it right, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Right.
Illiterate Light.
Illiterate Light.
And we're getting close to being done with the small list here. Right. So, let's go with.
Don't hold back.
All right, I'll make you stretch here. I'll give you red, gold, green. So.
Ooh, I like that red, gold, green.
And there's no vowels in that. Just so you know, so
Google's like, I can't find anything.
It makes me feel stupid.
All right, Jordan, you can do Sudan Archives. Anna Luneau, who I think you mentioned earlier.
Anna?
I don't think so. I'm not familiar with
was
that.
Was that Tom? Somebody, one of the bands toured.
Yeah, Anna Luneau was a tour, it was a festival. Or toured with Anna Luneau.
Yeah, somebody toured with Anna Luneau earlier in our conversation. I don't remember who it was. So
it was Cray.
Ah, there you go, Cray. Okay, yeah. Crossover. And Leif Vollebekk. Sure. Vollebekk. You like the K band.
Can I get a spelling on that? Leif what?
Leif Vollebekk.
All right. All right. And yours?
I'll take the Districts. Hugel. And
Hugel?
Yeah, H-U-G-E-L. And I'm not cherry picking any of these. So. And I guess Noga Arez.
Noga? All right, these are really Arez.
Yeah, we are.
We're really getting
Yeah,
down.
we're picking off the last ones here on the bottom of the list. So,
should we give Trey something? So I guess first question is, can we all be here next week?
Yes.
Okay. I should be here next week.
So let's pick a couple of bands for Trey, because I think he'll be back next week.
All right.
We don't want to leave Trey out.
Sounds good. He can have Cub Sport. And Lucy with two I's instead of a Y.
Of course. Lucy.
And we did Dayglow, right? Did we do Dayglow?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, Dayglow.
Dayglow. All right. Dayglow.
And I think that only leaves us one left in the bottom of the list. One or two. So.
Okay. Well, what are they?
Cat Dealers.
Maybe we'll bring in a special guest and we'll let them review those. Was that two bands, Cat and Dealer? Or
no,
was that
just
one
band, Cat Dealers. Cat Dealers.
Multiple dealers of cats.
That's it. I'm pretty sure we've covered everybody else.
So. All right. So if there's
a special Gashi. G-A-S-H-I. Who I believe is actually playing in Ocean City in March.
Nice. Really? Yeah. Guys, remote.
Let's go. What happens if we get chosen to podcast at Firefly? Would
you kids are going to have to get up early so we can
I'd be into
do it before the day starts. So. Yeah. I got rules.
You got stamps.
I got places to be. Yes.
These are my terms.
So if that happened, it would have to be super early. Is that what we're saying?
Not super early, but I mean noonish. So
okay.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. So. Super. I'm like 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, but when you get to bed at 3 and you know get up and drive back up there, that's
well, it would be interesting to find out that. We would approve to do that, and then that would create a lot of new thinking. And it would be something if we could figure out how to do it. That would be cool to everybody.
Oh, super
yeah.
cool! Yeah,
I'd be so into it.
Yeah, I was looking at the press thing last week. I was just curious. I was like, "What's the deal here?" And I was reading the submission form, and I was like, "Okay."
Well, and I've applied, but it's weird because if you apply the way they ask you to apply, they're really asking like almost like a writer for a magazine. This is. Something
different.
To me a little new. Right. So it would be more than just me and my editor. It's me, you, Trey, Dion. You know, it'd be a group. So
yeah.
Should be revealed.
I have a couple of backdoor options I'll check as well. So
Ooh.
See if we can.
I thought we'd see if we can do it on our own, like kids. Perfect. We're going to try to do it on our own. And then if shit gets real, we're going to have to ask some adults.
just bring in the podcast equipment through the gates. Right. No, it's fine. There's nothing in the rules about this.
We were approved.
It's okay. We don't need you, Dad. We got this. But we will not be denied.
Worst case, you could always set up right out front. So set up by the gates
That's
as
true.
People walk in. So you're not actually on the grounds, but like right where you know.
Well, I mean,
comes
we could
in,
do
so.
It right here and say we're there. I mean, if
that's true too.
But yeah. It's about
we have oh my gosh, integrity.
Yeah, we have integrity,
journalist integrity.
We care. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No.
How's this been? Is this fun?
Oh, it's super fun.
Exciting.
Blast.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I appreciate it, you guys. This is trusting in us and me and letting us do this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure.
I mentioned to you aren't going to be able to be here every time, right?
Yeah, there's one in March where I will not be here.
Because I had talked to somebody. They were interested about sending some people over to represent the company and let them pick some bands. If I do that, maybe I'll just kind of sit back and just kind of mediate and let other people. Because as we do this, it's fun. And yeah. I think people are going to start realizing, yeah. Shit, I want to do that. Right. So if we can let some people come in, Chris Shell, who was I've reached out to him. I know he's every Firefly I've been to, I look in the front and there he is. So I'm like, damn it, there's Chris. So I reached out to him. He was like, well, I don't know if I can, you know, he's a little nervous. So, but he said, I'd love to send somebody. I said, sure. So we'll see maybe about having some other people come in and join us, and I'll give up my review time for somebody else. But all right, guys. Well, listen, excuse me, it's early. Thank you. And we'll get our songs together and we'll send them out. And you can find these lists under Rehoboth Social Podcast, Firefly Music List on Spotify. I don't know what they call them different things, yeah. But it's really 2020 Firefly Rehoboth Social.
You can always follow Jetty Rat on Spotify too. I'll have most of these available.
Jetty Rat. Well, and I sent my list to you. Did you send it to him?
I sent mine to Trey last week, but I can't. I can make that happen.
Yep. Send it to Dion, the legend.
The legend himself.
All right, Dion.
We'll have a Rehoboth Social Podcast folder, so you can find everything in there. Soon.
Perfect. All right, Dion, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Jordan Gump, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.